Hey friends, this is Rob Pizzola, CEO and President of Western Capital. I have to tell you, if you have not heard about Anchor by Spotify, it is absolutely the easiest way to make a podcast. Look, we know the easy ways. With everything, all you need in one place, let me explain. Anchor has the tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many, many more. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. And best of all, Anchor is totally free. We appreciate the time you're taking to listen to our podcast. Thank you, and take advantage of something that's free. Jump on anchor.fm right now and get started broadcasting your voice around the world. God bless, my friends.
You're now listening to the world famous Change Your Mind.
Change Your Mind.
Change Your Life.
Change Your Life.
Podcast. Broadcasting worldwide with your host, Robert Pizzola. Ladies and gentlemen, give way for Robert Pizzola. Broadcasting on 107.1 on the Man Cave Podcasting Network and beaming worldwide on the Spectavision Satellite Radio Network live from Las Vegas. Today's episode is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz, featuring sleek luxury and pure elegance. Visit your local Mercedes-Benz dealer today and take advantage of exceptional deals for 2022. Bringing you the top news and guests from around the globe on finance, credit, life, or just how to fix that dent in your pocketbook from COVID-19. It's Robert Pizzola.
Good morning, my friends. Today it's Monday, May 9th, 2022. It's 10:10 a.m. in Los Angeles. I've been missing for a few days. I kind of went into a hole and relaxed a little bit, and I feel good about that. So today is a day of I wanted to get out here and talk to you guys because there's something that I learned that I figured out, and I think it's important for all of us who are coaches and mentors and people who work with other families and other teams. Whether it's corporate or whether it's personal. There's a few things that we know. Number one, branding is the art of making yourself the person who is the one to be chosen. Now, what does that mean? It doesn't mean you can hold a clubhouse and, you know, you have 1,800 people in there and you're just going to be absolutely belligerent. It doesn't mean that. What branding does is gives people the opportunity to know what you stand for, what you do, what your pedigree is. Now, so the people are in the room. Welcome. I appreciate you. And just to let you know, this is being broadcast for a worldwide audience. And we go ahead and we submit this all over the world. Once these things are done on Wisdom, we would then take them and they recast them and put a front end on them. And you've heard those before, I think, on my podcast. Or you can just simply go to robertpizzola.com. And I'll show you. The reason I'm having this discussion today, guys, is because if you don't brand yourself or if you kind of hang out with everybody else, you're not going to get the hit that you need. Now, either one of two things have happened. Either you're trying to start or you have a pedigree of success. A pedigree of success means you've been able to go into companies or you've been able to go into people's financial world or psychological world, and you've been able to help them, and they speak volumes and volumes of truth about you, and you're blasted all over the internet about how good, you know, what you do. If you have that, congratulations, because that's the goal. That's the part of branding. You have to bring value to people, and you have to be able to be there so that when you go live, people know that you're doing nothing more than talking about stuff that they need to know. You see, and I made a promise, and I keep saying this over and over. I made a promise to many, many people. I will never go live if I have something that's just a waste of time or if it doesn't benefit anybody. Okay. So the first thing we're going to talk about is branding. How do you brand? Well, this is from the raw world of Rob of how I figured this out. Number one, I'm not into paying for people to promote me or to do anything. There's two things I want you guys to write down. Number one, that's Fiverr, F-I-V-E-R-R, Fiverr. And we'll talk about that. F-I-V-E-R-R, I think is .com, okay? Fiverr is an overseas, it's a way to hire people overseas to do stuff that in the United States costs a lot of money, okay? Now, I'm going to tell you guys this. Be very careful what you wish for because you might just get it. So if you are trying to build a brand or if you have a brand, you need to make sure that people realize that everything you say is there for a reason. In other words, today's question, why is Rob live right now? That's really the only question you should be asking. Well, it's because I learned something last week and I want to teach you and I want to show you. Okay, that's what a coach and mentor does. A coach and mentor takes people from wherever they're at and they say, okay, here's what I learned, so I'm going to show you so you don't have to make the mistakes or you can benefit from it. In branding, everything you say when you become at a certain level is being recorded. Listen carefully. Everything you say is being recorded. Everything you say is being transmitted around the world. In other words, people are listening to what you say very, very, very carefully. So you must use your words very precise and to the point. Now, if you're building a brand as a corp, I think I tagged this one, career coach and life coaching. And you guys can go back to my other ones and listen. We've talked about the stock market. We've talked about all kinds of things. But in these two, I'm talking specifically to career coaches and life coaches or people who are in the coaching industry who have people's lives in it at their hands. One thing you'll notice is that whenever people come to you, they're in a position of need. People have problems. They're trusting you to be able to assist them to get to the next level. True or false? Obviously, the answer is true. So what you have to do is you have to make sure that you are very consistent the way you handle one person as the way you handle another. There's no room, any type of discrimination, guys, you're going to be put on YouTube and it's going to be completely, completely transparent. That happened to a friend of mine, Kevin Samuels, the other day. He passed away. And it's amazing the number of people who are now saying, oh, anti, anti, anti. But they were yes, 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 yes when he was alive. Very serious. He had a brand. He did something. I have another friend named Tom Likas. Tom Likas was with a radio station in Los Angeles. And Tom is no longer with them. And Tom has felt for a while, and if you guys can relate to this as in the replay, please replay this. Tom had a radio station he worked with called KFI in Los Angeles. Well, Kevin basically took what he did and took it to a whole different level. Congratulations, Kevin. Then all the haters started to come out. And I'm not going to talk about what Kevin's content was, but what I will say is he perfectly branded himself. All right? So what we know is that there are opportunities all over the world to put yourself in a situation where you can be the expert, where you can be the person people reach out to. You have to brand yourself. I'm going to say that everything you need to do is it can be done two ways. Number one, a podcast. This is absolutely critical. A podcast with massive distribution. And we figured that out and we did that. So anything you guys want to know, go to robertpaizola.com and then you can search through it. I was on a national TV program last week. How did that happen? Because they saw me on the podcast. How many people did that get? God only knows. It's in the hundreds of thousands. How many people learned about me? Okay. Our phones have been blowing up. I've got a virtual assistant. We never, ever, ever expected that. And it's very, very good. I came across very, very good on camera. I came out great. I mean, you're talking of a full-on television studio. Would that have happened had I not branded myself? Probably not. If you want to see it, the promo copy, it's not the promo, it's actually the real copy. They're releasing this week, the final edited copy. Just go to robertpaizola.com. It'll say, watch Robert live. And you'll see how powerful this is. Okay, we're talking about all kinds of stuff. I'm in Las Vegas and I'm becoming the expert. As I said before, you have Fiverr.com. People on Fiverr are people who you can hire journalists to write stories about you. If you guys want to go to mycollector.org, mycollector.org, and go to the media section, you're going to see hundreds of articles that have been written about me all over the world. Now, I did that because I determined that I was going to be the expert in COVID-19 and overcoming the problems that happened with COVID. Well, during COVID, I was, you know, we all had choices. And I tell this all the time to my clients. We all had a choice whether we're going to sit back and watch TV or whether we're going to create something. Now, I chose to create. We chose to create tons of content, which actually propagated. Let me tell you something, guys. Here's a real secret. You're being rated on what's on Google. What's on Google, and it's number 1 through 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, plus the ads. That's what you're being rated on, okay? If you have positive ratings and you actually have a site like that Robert Paizola site I'm showing you, it's kind of like a link tree, but it's much better. And I paid for it. Then people can go there. They can see what you are about, what you want to do. And they know specifically what you're about. So we've talked about branding, and I'll come back to that in a few minutes. Let me talk to you about something very, very important. There is a world that we all live in, and the people who have access are people who donate to charities, people who donate to governmental campaigns, people who donate to political campaigns. I just figured this out. So if you're the one that goes out and you support somebody in politics and you're on stage, because you can't be afraid if you're going to be in the middle of attention, guys, you cannot be afraid. You need to be supporting political candidates. You need to be giving money, and you need to be in front of that television camera all day long. Rob, how's that possible? Listen, guys, I don't care what market you're in, whether it's Los Angeles, New York, whether you're in Arizona, Salt Lake City, or here in Las Vegas. Those reporters are always looking for stories. So let me kind of tell you how it all worked out. Some people were at a place called Lake Mead last week, and all of a sudden they found a barrel, and it had a body in it. I went to the studio to record my segment for a totally different broadcast, but they found a body in it, and all of a sudden, there's two guys there there's two guys on this podcast. They offered $5,000 for information leading to the information regarding other bodies. So they offered money because they're former police people, right? They're police. And people now are starting to say, hey, Department of Interior, guess what? You don't have any security. Hey, Department of Interior, you don't have, you know, and they didn't know this at the time, but I worked with the Department of Interior. So I knew they didn't have that information. They didn't have that people to block it off. So guess what people are doing now? They're coming to Las Vegas, and they're having a hell of a fun time going to Lake Mead because it's so low right now, and they're finding bodies. They found another one last night. I think we're at 3 or 4. That's 20 grand. So somebody stood up, and the whole argument, the whole thing that got these guys on TV to begin with, was the fact that they're donating money to be able to help and be humanitarian-like, and they're giving money to people to do what the police should be doing to begin with. Now, they would not let me in on that session because I had way too high statements about what their obligations were. It's not my obligation to do your job. Get your job done. Go out and do it, my friends. It's not my job. It's not my job to pay for you to do it. However, because I went there and because I shot our spot. If you just go, if you want to see it, it's really good. I guarantee you. It was shot with 11 cameras and shot in 4K. I mean, it is insane. This would have cost me about $10,000. And I'll tell you guys how to watch the advanced copy. Go to robertpaizola.com. And then the first link is says watch Robert live. Okay. That's not even, it won't be released. I don't think until this week sometime. I would have paid about $10,000 to have that done because it's so incredible. Now I have a person who's an expert at TikTok, and everybody's been saying, Rob, you gotta be on TikTok. Okay. So they're going through and they're taking that 1 hour session, that 1 hour interview, of which is just full of information. We talked about credit. We talked about personal credit. We talked about business credit. We talked about coaching. We talked about mentoring. But I'm live in video. So right now, I'm sitting on my couch. My hair is not done. I'm just chilling out, talking to my buddies here, right? To you guys. There is no room for error. There's no retry. There's no redos. You're live. Have a fun time. They cut it down to 20, I think it's 27 minutes, because we had to do two takes of the session. The one you're going to see is 1 hour. The second one was they went and they extracted the stuff that was important. And then on the second cut, they did it for like 20, 27, 28, 29 minutes, something like that. And that's the one that's going to be released. So I was able to get to negotiate. I was able to negotiate before I went in that I would get a full copy of the 4K RAW before I went in. Why? Why would I want that for my branding? Now, as you guys know, our podcast is broadcast all over the world, and we're broadcast in 4 languages. So that raw video has been sent out to my friends on Fiverr to put it up in where we rank highest, obviously. So we will come out the exact same day, the exact same time, and then you'll see us. We'll be out everywhere. But the stuff you're seeing now, the link I just gave you guys, is just for you on this platform. Because I can't even release this podcast until after that video goes live. Otherwise, it'll be a conflict. You know, and it'll basically take over what they're trying to do. And I'm not doing that. So I'm in a studio and they're talking about the people that are giving money away for finding people that are dead in barrels. And that's cool. And every day it comes up and the same people that interviewed me are talking about, yeah, we're still here. We're still working on it. We're still doing it. And they've given away probably $20,000 so far. Now, while I was at the recording studio, and there's pictures if you guys follow me, if you guys want to go to Facebook and type in Robert Trainer, T-R-A-I-N-E-R, because I'm a trainer, right? Robert Trainer. You can see the pictures. And obviously, I had a photographer with me, and I took photos, and it was absolutely, it was done for publicity. That's what it was for. Okay, I'm dressed for publicity. I look like I'm for publicity. There's nothing more than that was about. That was not about anything more than being able to spread my brand of the being the CEO and president of Western Capital International and my hashtag. My name Robert at Robert Paizola. Now think about why I'm saying all these things, because those are the things that are going to lead back to what you released. So I put it up on LinkedIn, and I'm getting a tremendous number of hits from LinkedIn. So I'm doing everything I can without releasing it completely all around the world and us having, 100,000 hits on it before they even release it locally. So I have to be very, very careful out of respect. Getting back to the reason of getting back to the branding. That's how my mind thinks. What you guys just saw, that little play in my mind. Get me the raw. Let me get it out there. Let me talk to some of my friends online, and let me show you how I did this. I negotiated up front to get copies of the RAW. Once I had copies of the RAW that were edited, not just RAW straight up, bam. These were edited. This was a full edited 52-minute session. Bam, $10,000 free. But I provided value. I provided value to the people who were listening. You'll see that. So the next thing was, hey, Robert, tomorrow we're having a big party for Cinco de Mayo. Come on over. It's for all the doctors and all the radiologists and all of the attorneys in town because they have a legal network. Really? Sure, I'd love to. Wow. Absolutely, I would love to. Because I proved my point and I proved that I was an asset, that I actually brought value to their team, to their studio, to whatever it was. And by the way, I went and I wrote a hell of a review of their studio. And I wrote an awesome review of the people that interviewed me. Then I was invited to the big deal, to the party. Now, guys, there's no way to say this other than, in order to get access to events, to galas, to grand openings, you have to know people and you have to meet the right people. I'm telling you right now, no one is going to have you on a guest list until you start playing by the rules. Yes, I have great content. Yes, I promise my people I will never, ever deliver junk content. No, I'm not just going to sit here and talk about how I believe the spirits of the world should be changed. I'm not going to do that. And everybody knows that. So the expectation that they have when they see all my content is that they're going to get something that's going to help them in their business. So when I'm offered the opportunity to come to a party, of course I'll be there. The entire time I spent meeting people, entire time. Now I'll give you another clue. Go to bizcarding, bizcarding.com. You're going to look at that robertpaizola.com, which is my name, spelled with a .com. And you're going to say, how did he do that? Go to bizcarding.com. Send Eli a message and tell him I sent you a message. I told you to come over and join. That's what you can create. I then had instead of passing out cards all night long, all I did was have a hashtag, or excuse me, a QR code people took a copy of. And when they had a QR code, they were able to see all the information about me. And it's kind of fun because over the past few days, I've been able to watch live as they're doing all the links and they're watching. Kind of funny, huh? We posted the video on like 4 different sites. That's it. It will be live on 90 different sites, not to mention it'll be a podcast. But when I was there to meet people. Now, the people that were there were doctors and lawyers. Why would I want to meet doctors and lawyers? Well, probably because those people are the ones that need to be branded the worst, the best. And they spend a lot of money buying billboards, don't they? But what if I told you I had a better way? What if I told you that my way will get you in front of hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people on a national basis or international basis? But if you're sitting here sending out flyers, if you're still in the business of creating flyers and putting them on doors, my friend, you will forever fail. The market is changing. The market has an expectation that is absolutely crazy for what you're able to do. You need to stay up with the times and learn what it is that you have to bring to the table. Once you show up and you go to these events, I'll say, you don't stand and talk to one person all night long and put your head in the sand. If you have a nice car, you pull your car up right to the front so everybody sees it, makes a statement. You get out, you look very good, and then you start talking shop. That, my friends, gives you access because guess what happened the next night? A person who I met said, hey, we're having a big party at this other law office at 5 o'clock, right? Had a chance to at another big party the next night. Guys, it doesn't end, and I'm in Las Vegas. So charitable giving happens when you meet somebody who's running for judge, when you meet somebody who is trying to, and they're telling you because they see you as an option. And yes, we've made a lot of money, and it's in my bio. I mean, it's not a secret. It's even been on Forbes. There's nothing I can do about it. I can't hide it now, okay? But I can control what I say. I can control what I say. We don't give money to everybody. Everybody's individual, and we analyze every situation independently. My foundation is, you know, that's the way we set it up. So by giving money to charity, you're going to get probably a thank you. So when a thank you happens, how does that happen? It happens whenever they have an event to thank their sponsors and supporters. During the period of the pandemic, we gave away tens and tens and tens of thousands of dollars of the food, and we gave away tens and tens of thousands of dollars in food gift cards. And if you were to look at my Facebook, you'll see pictures of me with $50,000 and a stack of gift cards helping people. What was my motivation for that? Pure charity. I'm Mormon. That's what I do. But I did, and people did, that was all over the media that we did that. So, Was it selfish? No, I don't think so. But people wanted to know. People wanted interviews. The same people that were at that event last week are the same people that know that we did that. So you just got to keep, as these things progressively move forward, people are always noticing what you're doing, aren't they? They're noticing what you're doing because you're branding yourself. You're giving away part of your money. And if you've been blessed to have the ability to communicate, let me tell you guys this. I tell this to people in one of my books I just wrote. Listen carefully. If you can do what I did, if you have the ability to go speak in front of 10,000 people at the Learning Annex, you'll never have to work again. ever. You'll never have to worry about money. You'll never have to worry about where your next dollar is coming from. And then it's a matter of building your Rolodex. And in this case, it's a digital Rolodex. If you have the confidence to go speak to somebody, like right now, I think we're, I don't even know how many minutes we're into this, but I'm talking. If you have the confidence to be able to put your words out to people, knowing that it's going to be recorded, knowing that it's going to be transmitted all over the world, and you do that, people are going to notice that. Because, see, I'm being benchmarked against every other person on this application that is doing something right now, period. And I know that. However, it gets back to my original promise. I'll never, ever, ever bring something to the table that's not valuable or worth your time. And they know that. So we talked about branding. We talked about charitable giving. Charitable giving gives you access. Access gives you power. Branding gives people the realization of who you are. Charitable giving gives you the ability to be on that list of the VIP list. Access is where the magic happens. How are you to get access if you just want to walk around and say, oh, well, I'm trying to move from my 9-to-5 job and I'm trying to do something and it's just not working out, Rob. And okay, no. I'm talking to coaches. You have to have access. And guess who was there? Three of the other coaches I've spoken on stage with. And we all kind of laughed. They're not coaches. They're motivational speakers. We laughed. We were like, we all got along because we had the same exact idea. We knew exactly what we were doing. There's a reason people pay us $25,000 to do what we do, to work with them one-on-one, because they get $100,000 in value. Okay. There's a reason why businesses pay us that kind of money, because they get serious value. There's a reason why if you type in Robert Pizzola and you type in the word SoundCloud, you're going to be able to hear me go off on these big corporations. People like that. Is it promotion? Absolutely. They get to see exactly what I can do and how I can do it. And I don't have to pitch myself, because guess what? All that stuff you see on robertpizzola.com, and if by simply Googling my name, that's enough information there for you to spend 10 or 20 hours just doing complete research, and you're going to have a good time, right? And by the time you're done, you're like, all you're going to say is, yep, I'm the CEO, but this is what I want. And I want this type of person to be by my side. They'll pass their lawyers. They'll pass their public relations people. They'll pass all their managers to get to you. So whenever you're there, they're going to be able to listen to what you have to say, because the last thing that needs to happen is for you to be a yes man. Nobody who is successful needs people around them saying yes. If you are a career coach or a life coach and you're charging people to talk to them, the last thing that you need to do is to say, oh, you're absolutely right, but no, you're completely wrong. You're off the mark. If you have a client who's a corporate client, and he says, well, I made $1 million last year. The first question out of your mouth is, what happened? Why didn't you make $2 million? You see how we're doing that, guys? We're holding people to accountability because we know what people's skill sets are. We know what our skill sets are. People no longer can just hand me a check for $25,000 and say, do what you do, Rob. No, it's always in partnership with the other person. Because I've been branded to the point where they know what they're getting. They know of all the websites. They read all the newspaper articles. They know the stuff that we're doing with MIT and Harvard and all these other places. And I went to BYU in Utah. They know that we take this deadly serious. And that gives you the ability to get an invitation from your alma mater and say, hey, come and talk to my business school. Now, when you get that and you're actually on, for instance, BYU.tv, and you've actually done that, what does that do to your name? What does it do when you actually have books that have been published under your name, and people go to Amazon and type in your name, and there up comes some books? What does that do? How does that give you a chance, probably better than other people who are trying to just, oh, I really think I might make it, but I'm not sure how. I know I'm kind of smart, but boy, I people say I should help people, but I don't have. Stop. You've got to be direct, and you've got to explain to people that what you are doing is you are going to change their life. By changing their life, they have certain things that they have to do to have you around. And usually, as I just learned out, that will happen after you're past the access point. Because once you're past the access point, that's where all the money comes in. And that's where the big money comes in, guys. Big, big money. Because if you can donate $10,000 to a political campaign, you're in the front seat of the banquet hall, sitting with all the other people that are worth a lot more money than you are. And yeah, you might be a millionaire, you might have $20 or $30 million, but guess what? There are people around you that have billions. And believe it or not, to those of you that are listening to this, the people that have the billions of dollars, they want to be with people who do not say yes, 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 yes. Because so many people ask me the question, well, Rob, how do you get to hang out with these people? Easy, they invite me. Easy, I'm transparent. Easy, I'm real. What you hear right now is exactly what you'll hear if I have to go do a speech tonight at the Mandalay Bay. Okay? It's exactly the same thing. Nothing different. There's no game. There's no trickness about it. And if you really want to know what you're going to get, all you got to do, because I'm telling you guys where it's at right now, just go to robertpaizzola.com and type in, and the first thing is going to say, watch Robert live. You're going to see it. And you're going to go, what the hell? And how did he do that? 1 hour, $10,000. So if I donated 10,000 and I got 10,000 in value back, how did I do? Pretty good, didn't I? We now know where people are. We know now where the people are that we need to be around are. So guys, my name is Robert Pizzle, and I am the CEO and president of Western Capital International. We are a venture capital firm. We loan money to people. We help people. We work with businesses. And I love the fact that I can say now, if you really want to know what we do, take an hour and go watch this video, or wait till the end of the week and you'll see a 30-minute version of it. And it's just by my name. First thing, watch the live video. It's not a joke. It's real. It's unimaginable. I wouldn't even have thought of it. That's what we do. And then you'll listen to it. One thing during my broadcast the other day, as I was talking about personal credit. And, we're heavily involved in credit because we've owned debt collection companies before and sold out the household bank. The CFPB, this Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, issued a statement that said, if you've ever been a victim of sexual trafficking or have been a victim of sexual abuse, violence, anything like that, guess what happens to your credit? During that period of time at which you say that you started to the point at which you say that it ended, all that stuff must come off. Simply go to Google, type in CFPB, sexual assault credit. Nobody knew that, did they? Isn't it interesting you don't find that on NBC or CBS or ABC? They don't want to talk about that. Did you also know that on your personal credit report, if there's anything right now after the first of this month is on there that's a medical report, that you have cause of action, it's against the law. They can't report it anymore. So in other words, all these people calling you for debt issues, and they're saying you need to pay this. No, if it's on your credit report, we'll sue them, and we do litigate. We litigate fiercely in federal court. What do we litigate against? Absolute insanity. People that call people and say, "Well, Mrs. Jones, you have a balance of $13,000, but if you pay a $25 payment, that'll show good intention." No, stop, guys. There's what's called the DLA, date of last activity, on your credit. The DLA tells you when that activity took place. Now, maybe it was the payment, maybe it was a charge, but it was not. If you make a payment to that collection agency, guess what happens to that? It starts the clock all over again. And you're a complete fool for falling into that. And if you ever get into a situation with a debt collector, you need to get me on the phone very quickly. And I will deal with them. And if you want to have fun, go to Robert Pizzola. Type in Robert Pizzola and SoundCloud, and you'll be able to see exactly how we handle them. It's not pleasant. So, guys, welcome to this broadcast. I'm here to assist. Let's see who's in the room. Hang on 1 second. Okay. Looks like we have a lot of people. What we have is we have a lot of people with a lot of followers. Let's see, on this platform, you know, a lot of followers is a few thousand. On Clubhouse, maybe, you know, 50,000. However, if you have that many followers, guys, that means one thing to me, that you are the one people are listening to, and you are the one they're asking questions of. You're the ones that have to have the answers to everything that they're bringing together as you create rooms and you create a place where they can feel safe. And they're listening to you. There's a reason why you have the follower accounts you have. And if you'll notice in this room, we probably have very few people that have 100 followers, 50 followers, very few. Most people in this room have at least 1,000 or, you know, something like that. I have to take time and say hi to my dear friend, Dr. Rao. Absolute, absolute pleasure to talk to him because he is my mentor, M-E-N-T-O-R. He is my mentor. I have three mentors, people that teach me, people that give me feedback, people that will review this tape and that will watch the videos and say, this is what you need to do. I have an image consultant that said, this is how you need to look. Rob, why do you need that? Because I am in the public eye. And now the media is calling, of which I've been a member of for a while. And as when they call, you have to be prepared. So if you're laying around on your couch and just nothing's happening, and all of a sudden you're doing a live and you just want to sit here and talk about the theoretical hypothecation that maybe there were dinosaurs that existed. Nobody wants to hear that stuff. Listen carefully. Nobody gives a damn. People are scared to death right now because they're losing their houses. Their rent is going up by over $1,000 a month. You have to have a solution for that. What are you going to do? What are you going to, you can't have a course to be able to contain that and deal with that. Can you? If you do, I'd love to hear about it. Because the only thing I can say is that that requires hands-on 100% being able to deal with their problems. Now, I will say, as a trainer for the Trump Organization, it was difficult because I had people all the time, 24 hours a day, calling me, and I was their daddy. I had to answer all their questions. I don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to do that. I have learned the value of putting my words out into the ionosphere and people listening, and then they come back and they talk to my people, and then eventually they get to me. Sometimes I answer the phone myself because it goes to our toll-free number, 1-800-373-8913. Sometimes I'll answer myself and they'll be like, oh my God, it's Rob. Yeah. You think there's much selling involved in that? That I need to sell anybody on anything? No, because they already know what the expectations are. That's the magic of what we do. If you want to come to the stage, guys, come up right now. If you have questions. If you don't have questions, I feel sorry for you because I'm sure that you don't understand what I just said. Full branding, why we charitably give, and why that leads to access. Think about the concept for a second. It's not rocket science. But if you do any of the three, if any of the three are not done, you will not have the access, which will not put you on TV, which will not get you the clients, which will not get you the customers, which will not let you charge the amount of money you want to charge, and which will have you constantly on this app wondering, what if? How am I doing? I was in a room the other day on this app and somebody said, you just are too direct. You are not nice. Okay. I'm still wondering whether I should post that or not. We have re-record everything we do. And I'm telling you guys, if you are coaches, listen carefully. If you're a life coach or if you are a business coach, you have an obligation to yourself to protect yourself. So every single thing you do must be recorded. Well, Rob, I live in a state where I cannot record. Great. Talk to me and I'll show you how to set up a link line so it goes all through a state you can record from. Do I realize that people are listening to this? Absolutely. How many times have I said my website? Probably none. But I will say my website is Robert, R-O-B, or my email is Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T. At mycollector, mycollector.net. And I do realize that people will replay this. And guess what else we do, guys? Unless you're taking notes. Every single thing we do that we put out in the public forum is transcribed. What is transcription? Transcription means that every single word I'm talking about right now, every word I'm using right now, will be legally transcribed. I will then leave a message, I will then leave a link, and every word that I'm saying is going to go to where? Google. And somebody's going to say, I had that exact same situation, bam, and it's going to go right to me and my company. And they're going to listen to it, and they're going to read it and go, oh my gosh, there's something about this, because there's no way to BS what I'm saying right now. You see, that's the magic about being a communicator. Either you can do it or you can't. If you can't, you need to do the following. Listen, learn, gain access. Because the people that have access know how to communicate. The people that know how to communicate are the ones that are on TV. They're the talking heads. I've been a talking head for a long time. It's great. I don't charge money for that because I get tremendous value. Do I have a PR firm? No. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out who wants me on their show. I try to do everything national. I don't like to do stuff locally. I want everything I do to be national so that way I have a national audience. That's part of branding. And then whenever you do it, you make the deal of what I made, like we did with CNN. Give us the copy of the data of the raw tapes. We won't release until you guys release. But at the time, then I can go ahead and I can go viral with it. So I'll do anything to get that type of high quality 4K content that's already been edited and has my name on the screen. Like I said, if you guys want to go to Facebook and just do a follow on Facebook. I think I'm out of spaces. Do a follow. You'll see some amazing stuff. You'll see where the whole broadcast that I was in last week. You're gonna see Robert Paizola, my telephone number, and at Robert Paizola the hashtag, and it was all very, very well calculated and done correctly. And it's okay. It's okay to think like this. Now, the officers gave money to people who were finding bodies in Lake Mead. You guys know that's a national story now? Do you guys know that when that happened, I was actually in the studio when that was actually being discussed? Yes. Well, I have a lot to say about it. But I defer to my friends who are the ones that are doing it. If I want to step up and say, I'll add 5,000 to it, then you know what? I could have a camera crew right here. Right now, I could have 5 camera crews at my house. 5 camera crews. But I don't think that's a good investment for me. Now, a week ago, I might have said, okay, let's do it. Because I didn't know about it, and I didn't understand the word access. Now the time is yours, if you choose to take it. Tell me, A, what you're learning, if you are learning, or B, what you completely disagree with. I'd love to have that discussion. Or see what we can do to assist you. Now, if you're sitting here listening to this, and this is something that you're thinking, oh, well, I do this all day long, and I know what I'm doing, and I don't need anybody to coach me, because I am the coach. Man, Rob, you don't realize I've sold all these books, and I sell e-books, and I do seminars, and I do events, and I'm invited by Procter & Gamble to give their shut up. Yeah, I get it. But do you really think you have all the answers for every situation that you're going to encounter? If you say yes, you're completely wrong. You need to be around people that are going to push you forward. What did I tell you I said to people who say, I made $1 million last year? Great. What happened? Why didn't you make 2? That's how you push people. Okay? You need to be very, very clear on what you're doing. Right now, we have a crisis in this country. Not to mention we're at war. Do you realize that the housing markets have gone completely off the rails? People who have been renting for years are now getting notices saying that their rent has gone up 63 to 75%. Why? In South Carolina. It's an interesting concept, isn't it? Well, I'll tell you how it's happening, because I am part of that reason why it's happening. We work with a venture capital firm, and we're currently buying houses in Tampa, Florida, Houston, Texas, Dallas, Texas, Indianapolis, Indiana, Columbus, Ohio, and Detroit, Michigan. We're buying properties right now from four hedge funds. We're buying, and we have a tremendous, tremendous amount of money. And when I say a tremendous amount, I mean we have a large in the billions to spend. We only have a certain period of time to buy it. We're not negotiating. We're paying fair market value, and we're closing within 7 days. And the analytics, if you guys want to know about that, send me an email to Robert at my collector, or actually Robert at westerncapitalinvestments.com, and I'll be a god to help you. So we're buying properties in all those areas, and we're making money right now. And we're actually we have people like yourselves that are out there. Holy crap, I want to make money on this. Great. Great. Come help us out. We'll pay you once we close. Think about what that does to your students if you could offer them that opportunity. See, guys, you got to be thinking ahead a little bit. You got to think about exactly what it is that you're offering your clients, what it is that you're offering your students. What is it that you think caused the people to create the Wisdom app? They saw a need, didn't they? They saw the need. They saw that everything was going to Clubhouse, which is valued in the billions now. I don't know how. It's a cesspool. But it gave me good traction. So I continue to play in their little pond. Then somebody said, okay, what if we have vetted people who are kind of smart and they all help each other? Wow, that's kind of a good idea. So they created the Wisdom app. And then they gave us the ability to help each other. It's all one-on-one because we're supposed to have these conversations that are, well, they're personal. Because it's you and a guest. Kind of like the Phil Donahue show or something. I don't know. So I'll ask you again, who wants to come up and have a discussion, and tell me about what you're doing. Tell me about what you're experiencing in your coaching career, in your business, in your life. And the best part about it, you don't have to pay $500 an hour. Oh, wait a minute, Rob. How did you get that? Oh, social proof. See, when you charge, how much does Kevin Samuels charge? $600 an hour before he passed. There's no limit. If you can learn how to speak to people and get to people and break through and let them understand that you are the person who has some of the solutions, and they know that you are not lying to them, they will pay you and pay you handsomely. Because guess what? I tell people this, go talk to every other coach, go talk to every other person who provides advice, talk to everyone else, and then come to me. It's kind of stuck up, huh? But it's real. Talk to everyone else, then talk to me, and you will notice a difference. That's called confidence. That's part of the branding process. I'll say it again. Last week, we did a television show. It was shot by multiple cameras in a studio, and it's going to be broadcast all over the world. If you guys want to know what it is, if you guys want to watch it, when I talk about branding, you need to do this. And guess what? I know the people that own the studio. We can create it for you. We can make it look whatever you want to have your world look like. Go to robertpaizola.com, COM. Once you're there, scroll down, say watch Rob Live, and just watch the video. That's a $10,000 video. Do you have a $10,000 video? Not if it's more than a year old. What do your clients want? Notice, when I was, you could watch the way I was speaking during that conversation. Was I talking to people locally, or was I talking to the international audience? As I was saying, guys, here's the telephone number, but when you dial this number, you need to dial your prefix from whatever country you're looking at this from, watching this from. When you're live, guys, when you're in the studio, when you're able to do something, you can completely connect with those that are listening, and you can make whatever it is a reality that you want it to happen. During that 1 hour period, I was talking to the world. It was that's for worldwide broadcast. During the 29 minutes, that's a local thing. So I'm not talking about, you know, such large numbers. That's fine. Just give me the raw, as I ask, edited, completely edited, completely edited. How much does it cost for an editor? $300, $400 an hour? What's going to cost for camera and studio time? Okay. It's going to cost a lot. So I'm here. You're the expert, right? Let's see. We've got how many people we have. We have people. Okay. Yeah, I know a lot of you guys. Welcome. I'm glad you guys are here. Welcome. Absolutely. Absolutely. And some of you are going to come and say, hey, Josh, how you doing? Some of you are going to come and say, Rob, it's completely immoral for you to talk about follower count. We're here just to help each other and to give advice. We're here to be able to, you know, sharpen our swords so that we can know how to go out and handle things. Really? While there's sharks like me rolling around the pond, you want to do that? Because your clients are so dedicated to you that you can't, they can't listen to this, or they can't listen, they can't watch a video and say, I need this guy to teach my 1,000 employees. You don't think that's going to happen? Because you have such a corner on your market? You need to think again. So we did. We gave money. Because we gave money, we have access. Because we have access, when you type our name in Google, you'll be able to find out all the wonderful things that we've done, and all the things that might not have been done perfect. That's fine. I admit my faults. I admit my faults all day long. But the bottom line is, guys, people are paying you money to give them a sense of relief. And as I said, right now, people do not have food. People are losing their homes. People are in a terrified state of being. The question is, what are you going to do about it? Now, one-on-one with your clients, obviously, you're not going to start sending out money, because the purpose of having a client is to create value. There are people on this app that I have that charge an awful lot of money that we don't pay each other a dime, because there's a contiguous relationship where we win. It's a win-win. I would never think of charging some of these people. But when they have clients and they have problems, we're the first ones to answer their issues. Oh, and if you want to verify further, who is Western Capital? What is that? Just type in 101 Convention Center Drive, Las Vegas, Nevada. Take a look at our building. You see, everything we do is about image. Everything we do is about reality. Everything we do is about talking to you guys and showing you exactly the reality of our world. You can't make this stuff up, guys. You can't make it up. I'm going to ask one more time. Who wants to come up and have a discussion regarding your business, regarding what you're doing, regarding what you're looking for? I know Dr. Brow will come up. But Dr. Brow will blow you guys away. That's a given. Dr. Brow has understanding. He understands people. I've used some of his, I've listened to some of his lectures, and I've taken some of the things that he does and use some of those tools to be able to absolutely, absolutely be very crystal clear in why people are burnt out, why people don't want to go to work anymore. Why is it that kids that are making $300,000 a year are quitting their jobs? Those are great questions, aren't they? Now, as I said at the beginning, many, many, many of you are thinking, wow, Rob's just talking to a few people here in the Wisdom app. Oh, no, 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 no. This will be a worldwide broadcast. And that's what it says at the beginning. Everything we say is being recorded. And I gave you another piece of advice, didn't I? I said, everything you guys do needs to be documented. Guys, when you're getting involved in corporate America and you're giving advice, you're held accountable for the things that you say. People will try to always, always, always sandbag you. Let me say this. If you are going to be successful, there are always going to be people who are going to be there with darts shot at your head. So the only thing you can do is have the validation and the proof that you're simply not that. Okay? I know exactly who you are, Dale, and welcome to my channel. I appreciate it. Friends, she has 3,000 followers, but she's talking to me. See, she gets it. Because all those 3,000 people have questions. And we all have to work together in order to come up with a solution that helps all these people. Welcome, Dave. Stand by.
Hi, Robert.
Hello, Deo. How are you, my friend?
I am great. How are you?
I am doing good. It's a pleasure to have you on my stage. Thank you so, so much for coming up today.
Oh, well, first of all, thank you for joining Wisdom, and apologies we haven't spoken before. I was just scrolling through and then your talk caught my attention, and I looked at your bio and all the talks you had given, and I need to confess, I don't fully understand the talk topic, so I'm not poised to speak on it, but I was like, I just need to come and speak to Robert anyway.
Now, tell me what you do, Dale. What do you do?
I'm a tech founder.
Okay. All right. So you're in the tech enterprise space, and are you the founder of Wisdom by chance?
Yes. Tech enterprise. Yeah. I started my career because you were talking about advice givers, right? So
yes,
start as an IT management consultant. I was a Big Four consultant, so I was giving advice in the corporate world, and that was more enterprise. And then now more so startup.
Yeah, and see what's interesting, to my friends in the audience? This is what you attract when you know what you are doing. You cannot attract people like Deo whenever you're sitting here hypothecating about life and dinosaurs and the way the world is being abused. You have to have answers. Okay. Deo is here for one reason. She heard this, and I will tell you, Deo, I will strongly recommend you go to robertpaizola.com and you watch the video that we talked about. We're talking today about three things: branding, charitable giving, and access. How do those three work together? A lot of people forget about charitable giving. Okay. And maybe you've had experience with that. I assume you have.
Oh, I was going to say, please, depends what you mean, on an individual basis or donating my time to organizations.
Yes, but all of the above and anything that people are going to say thank you for.
Yes, I tend to do it with my time mentoring. That's always been my favorite thing to do.
It's magic. It's absolutely magic. But that gives you ability to be thanked and gives you the ability, like I said, to, you know, I did the television show and the next day I was at a party with all these people that are extremely important. Had I not done what I did, then I wouldn't have been able to accomplish that. True or false?
And what was this television show, please?
Deo, we're talking about branding. And yes. I've done stuff with NBC television for a long time.
Okay.
And there was an issue here in Las Vegas where people are having problems because they're being evicted from their homes and all that. So the actual television show will go live this week. But I actually have a copy of it on my profile. It's actually called BizCarding, and it's kind of like Linktree. But if you go to it, we actually put it up just for our friends to watch it, so you can get an idea of how to have a presence on television. And secondly, once you have a presence on television, how to be able to, by the way, Bitcoin is down to $31,000. Oh my God. Okay. How you can actually have an impact on people when you're in a studio, even with co-hosts, and they're asking you questions, and how you get the people you're talking to. And in this case, it was a 1-hour session that we broadcast to the world. But at the time, I wasn't talking about just broadcasting to Las Vegas, Nevada, you see. So we actually obtained the rights to have all the 4K copy, and it was already edited with the fronter and in the back, and it's done. So that was the exchange that we received. We didn't get paid. We went in, and we went in hot, and it was awesome. So if you want to have fun with it, just go watch it, and you'll see how we answered all these questions for these people that had literally no clue what was going on. I mean, people are hating. People are having tough times right now, Deo. You know, I mean, think who in the heck ever thought you get a note on your door that said $1,000 rent upgrade, right?
I know. I think I feel like in the last 2 years, the word unprecedented has become one of the most, but I don't think it's overused because it's all unprecedented. But
right.
That's the word now.
Well, yeah, well, if you think it, let's just be real. At what point did we all agree that, you know what, we're going to take one for the team and stay home for 3 weeks? For America, yah, rah, rah, rah. Okay, we did that. 2.5 years later, where are we still at? And we have a leader. We have a leader who walks in circles, shaking hands with imaginary people. What the heck? That's our point of reference, our goal. Of course, people need people like you, Deo. Of course, they need people. People need people like me. This is live, and I can't make it up. And if you need me to, I'll go ahead and put a link. We'll put it on from C-SPAN on our Facebook profile and also on LinkedIn, just so you can see that.
Oh, I think I found. Is this uploaded to YouTube 2 days ago?
Yeah.
CEO of Western Capital goes live. By Las Vegas. Yeah. Sponsored by Mercedes-Benz.
Yes. Interesting, isn't it? Sponsored. We didn't even get into sponsor today. We're talking about branding. Because until you're branded completely, you cannot be sponsored. And when you have something valuable, aka you have a platform like Wisdom, and you are the CEO or a founder, then yes. You have people like Mark who are going to show up and say, okay, I'll ride your coattails on this. I just want to be part of it. That's fine. And then you have peer evidence. Congratulations. You made it. Now, how many people get that? That's the problem. Not a lot. But you know what? You're on panels. You're on discussions. You've proven the fact that you're able to do the real thing. How am I doing, Deo?
Yeah, I've written down the term. I wasn't familiar with the term peer evidence before, like endorsement or cosign, but thank you. I'm taking notes.
Well, no, think about it. If you're sitting on a stage with Mark Cuban.
Oh, absolutely.
What does that mean for people who are looking at you and your company? If they're looking to put around...
They also call it the halo effect, because sure Mark Cuban will have a halo when you're kind of basking in that.
They sure do. And as I told the people in the room today, some people look at this platform and they say, you know what, Rob, congratulations. That was really great, awesome talk. But guess what? We record everything. And we're going to release this entire recording with a transcript around the world to 90 different platforms in 4 different languages. Do I know what I'm doing? Do you think I'm close to doing something right? Absolutely. Did Deo do something right when Mark said, come to the stage and sit by me and she took 1,000 photos? Absolutely. Guys, it's not a joke. It's not hard. But you've got to understand when to follow your groove, your motion. Deo was a corporate speaker. She was a corporate person who said, "You know what? I want to get into the IT space." Look what she's created, right? I mean, I'm sure you've had some ups and downs, but look where you're at.
Oh, I'm sorry, Robert. Would you mind repeating the last thing you said?
No, I said, I'm sure you've had some ups and downs, but look where you're at.
Oh, absolutely, ups and downs.
Things did not just come to you on a silver platter, my friend.
No, absolutely not. And I think there was something you mentioned earlier, which is really something I would say I've learned in about the last few years, which is that I feel like with life and purpose and work, if you play it very safe, then things can maybe be safe and uneventful. But I feel that as soon as you start to build and strike out and be a bit different, like that's sometimes where, I don't know, like shots start being fired. I don't know how to, I'm finding that, does that make sense? Like sometimes
you're a thousand.
There was something you said earlier that there was a way that you said it. And I was like, yes, absolutely. Absolutely that. I agree.
Well, the point is you can be safe and you can, I tagged this with career coaches and life coaches, which means that there's a reason why we have thousands of people there. There's a reason why people follow us, because they want to know what to do. People are having problems right now. So in this situation right now, theoretically, we should have people in this room who are the solutions to being able to work with other people and people call on, whether it's on the national media forum or whether you're sitting on CNN as a talking head. And guys, that is where this goes. Listen closely and write this down. If you guys can't figure out where this is going, that is where you're going to end up if you follow what we're telling you. This is not just about wisdom. This is about creating your own empire using the Wisdom platform. Now, Rob, why don't you use Clubhouse with 20,000, with all these people you have? Because it's a complete chaos. It's complete chaos, and they're not vetted, and they have nothing. They bring nothing to my table.
Because if I'm going to record something, it's going to be recorded for value. As I said, and I said, Deo, you'll never, ever, ever hear me ever do a live unless there's value being brought to the table for the people that listen. We don't just hypothecate and talk about things that should be. We talk about solutions, reasons, and answers on how to fix things.
Oh, I love it. Purposeful. Yeah. I'm a big fan, to your point. If something is mindless downtime, then I just think it's important to label it as that, so you kind of know I am consciously going to do mindless downtime. But otherwise, I think if you're spending time on social audio, yeah, it needs to have a purpose. Even if it is just to connect with somebody and de-stress, right? That's still a purpose.
Sure.
Or it's to teach or to influence or to grow.
Guys, today, look what's happening. Let's just talk about Rob's world today. Rob has just had the CEO and president, who's in association with the Halo Effect with a heck of a lot of people who I'm very aware of, has come in and said, I'm interested in what you're saying. And what you said, I hate the word resonate, but I understand what you mean when you say this, this, and this. So she has to build a brand, and I've already built brands, and I'm building brands right now. So do you think there's a possibility of synergy between the two people that are on the stage right now? Yes or no? If you say yes, congratulations, you just won the prize. If you say no, then you don't get it.
Yeah, if you say yes, use the reaction button.
Exactly. It's interesting. I love it. I find it to be so powerful. And what's going to happen? And I want to introduce my friends to my friends around the world. This is Robert Paisel, and I am the CEO and president of Western Capital International. I'm speaking right now with the founder and the IT executive, Deo. I can't say your last name, but I'm going to spell it.
That's okay. Akin Rinade.
Akin Rinade. Okay. So it's A-K-I-N-R-I-N-A-D-E. N-A-D-E, acronym. Okay, so guys, this broadcast is copyright 2022 Western Capital International and Western Capital Media, all rights reserved. No portion of this broadcast may be reproduced or replicated without the express written consent of Western Capital and or its assigns. Dio is here because she has a vision. She's connected herself with some amazing people. And as I told you guys at the beginning, I said, if you're ever going to be successful, there will be people who are always standing around pushing your button, trying to make you fail. That's the reality. Rob, that doesn't make sense. That's reality, though. It's sad.
Yep. I can agree. I could agree on unfortunate. Well, it's fortunate or unfortunate, but it was something I've come to terms with over the last few years. And yeah, it was just things. As soon as you say, even for me in my early days of startup, it could have been something as simple as, I'm going to hold an event and we're going to have 350 people there. But then there'll be somebody saying, oh, you can't have this many people. And, yes, you know, we haven't done it this way before. So sometimes the simplest things like that. But then, and then I think it's also around getting comfortable with feeling uncomfortable, getting comfortable feeling like, well, I'm wondering, I'm saying, for me, it's also sometimes that feeling of, you know, am I ready? But then, you know, you push through and you are ready. But from speaking to you, Robert, now, do you ever have that? Because I'm getting so much confidence and drive from you.
My friend, all the time. You know what? There's I'm not ready 99% of the time, but you know what? I jump into the role and I become an absolute complete warrior when it comes to delivery and being able to create what it is that is expected by the market from me. Am I 100% confident? Absolutely not. No. But I listen to my peers, and that's what I told people. I tell people at the beginning. I came from the Trump Organization, and we train coaches who coach. We train mentors who mentor. And you know what? I have mentors who mentor me now. Congratulations, Rob. And you know what? That's because I want to always be learning, always, right? And that's what this app has given me. And it takes a lot to sell me on something. I haven't had, nobody's had to sell me anything
on this platform?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think wisdom is perfect for you as well, because wisdom is about building your, oh, and I'm into my last 20 seconds and I do have to go, but wisdom is around building your personal brand. And for somebody like you, Robert, who was so impactful, I can't see you sharing a stage with like 5 or 6 other people. I can only see you speaking. I think you take all of the space in a good way.
Wow. That's amazing. Guys, I am honored. I am blessed. I am absolutely in awe that the founder of this platform listened to what we're talking about, gave her feedback, expressed her issues and her concerns, and we were a vessel for her to speak her truth. Now, I challenge you, as she spelled her name, I challenge you to go look at who she hangs out with. Because we're talking about access, aren't we? I challenge you to go look at who she's on a panel with. It'll blow your mind. It'll blow your mind. The question you have to ask yourself is, how did she do that? Well, maybe I'll invite her on one of our podcasts and we'll go live with her. Maybe I'll even fly her to Vegas and put her in our studios and we'll do a live podcast. Because maybe you guys deserve to understand what it's like to build a multi-million-dollar company with just an idea. And then you realize that you have other people who are listening to you. Did I know that the CEO and president of this company would come up and talk? No. How long did I talk for before that happened? There's a lot of vetting going on, a lot of vetting. And I guarantee you she'll watch that video, because I just said during that video, I said, or during this conversation, I said, that's a $10,000 video. That's what it's worth. That's what it's worth. And then she'll say, wait a second. Maybe she doesn't have a $10,000 video, but she'll probably know who to call to get it if she needs to do something, because we probably know the right people to be able to make something like that happen. Guys, this is not a game. We as coaches, we as experts are constantly, constantly in the media. We're constantly as venture capitalists. Go to my LinkedIn profile. That's just LinkedIn will show you. That's in the list also. LinkedIn. There's no way to BS who you are, unless on LinkedIn you cannot do that. Because it shows a longevity time. When you have 50 or 100 CEOs saying how awesome you are and how you've helped their company, that's real. So, in all honesty and in true humbleness, the only thing I can do right now is end this topic. Because I believe what we've said today is so powerful, and we've been given the halo effect by a wonderful person, that to continue on and discuss these principles might be beneficial. But I think that this is the time at which we just leave it here to sizzle, so that you all can say, what happened? How did that happen? Did her assistant call her in and say, you need to listen to this? Was she just happened to be listening and heard? Those are things that you get to think about. It is a true pleasure, my friends. And I want you to know that I care about you. I want you to know that I'm here 24 hours a day to do whatever I can to assist humanity and to get through this crisis we're calling life. I've been blessed beyond measure. I've been blessed amazingly. I've been blessed with my college education, with where I lived in Utah, with my homes I own, and what I do. But you're the reason I get up out of bed every day, guys. Because one of you guys are going to pick up the phone, or you're going to call, and you're going to say, Rob, here's what we can do. And it happens every single time. Notice, when I was talking to her, she had already pulled it up. Oh, you're sponsored by Mercedes-Benz. Oh, did I even mention that to you guys? No. But it's real. Why is it real? Because every single thing, and as I told you, we'll get you guys a written copy of this. Everything we say has value, or we're not going to say it. Guys, this is Robert Paizola. I'm in Las Vegas. This has been a live broadcast. Today is Monday, May 9th, 2022. The time is 11:29 in Los Angeles, California. We appreciate you. We appreciate the people that have come to listen. We appreciate all of our venture capital partners throughout the country and all of our listeners and viewers around the world. We appreciate those of you that go to robertpaizola.com, P-A-I-S-O-L-A.com, and who watch the premiere of the one-hour video. We also appreciate those of you that watch it live when it goes out this week. We also ask you to analyze it over and over and over. Ask yourself this. Listen to this talk over and over and over and say, what are the points and authorities that people are being given right now, and how can you make the best of it? Because you have millionaires that just spoke to you. I hope you guys realize that. Millionaires. And we went through a lot to get to that point, but we also went through and made a lot of mistakes. I love you guys. I care about you. Please, if you're not following me, if you feel like you want to, do so, and I'll follow you back. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Like I said, there is no way to close this broadcast. No way to close this broadcast without simply doing it now. For we've already had the top of the top. Where else can we go? Think about that, guys. The CEO and president of the entire organization is here. And she's already aligned with the halo effect with people that you guys should know about. If you don't know about, look at her profile. And if you're not following me, I feel bad for you, because that means you must have some coaches better, or else you're working directly with Anthony. And in that case, no, that's fine. As I said before, guys, this is a live broadcast of Western Capital International, Western Capital Multimedia, and Western Capital Media. Copyright 2022. We're going to go ahead and save this broadcast. I encourage you to watch it over and over and over, and we will be broadcasting this. Somebody just sent me a message. Yes, we are broadcasting this in Spanish. There'll be four different languages, including Russian, Spanish, and two other ones. And in 90 different, over 90 different areas. So this, you'll hear this, and we will give you guys the advance notice. I might even come live and tell you when it's up. But I can't go live until they actually broadcast the broadcast themselves. Okay? My friends, I wish you the best. I am so, so, so blessed to have you here. Thank you so much. And remember, it's all about branding, charitable giving, 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 giving. Giving of yourself, giving of your time, giving of your money. Giving something back. Not just because I'm Mormon and that's what we do. Do it because that's what the right thing to do is. And in exchange, you'll be given access. God bless you, my friends. And have an amazing day. Robert@WesternCapitalInvestments.com. God bless.
You've been listening to the world famous Change Your Mind,
Change Your Mind,
Change Your Life podcast. We hope we've helped you get on the road to do both. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. We'll be back soon. But in the meantime, hook up with us on Facebook, Clubhouse, Twitter, Spotify, Apple Podcasting, Google Podcasting, and Instagram at Rob_Paizola. Reach out to us by phone at 1-800-373-8913 and send your questions or comments to VIP@WesternCapitalMedia.com. Until next time, this has been the world famous Change Your Mind, Change Your Life podcast.